This broadcast is a production of greensports.net and the WJPA Sports Network.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to Cannon McMillan High School. It is time for the fourth round of consolations. Then we'll take another short break, and then we're headed to the finals today, beginning at 3 p.m.
Going to see Parker Jennings of Trinity out here on the mat.
We have consolations on all five mats here.
Bryce Thomas of Moon underway against Riley Smith of Seneca Valley. Parker Jennings underway against Salvatore Colangelo of Franklin Regional. Bo Fennick of Franklin Regional against Dylan Barrett of Penn Trafford. We have Robert Cordova, Thomas Jefferson, Tommy Gretz of Connellsville, and Gianno Gardner of Cannon McMillan against Titus Colangelo of Franklin Regional. So the two Washington County wrestlers are taking on the Colangelos.
Yeah, that doesn't happen very often.
Scoreless at the end of one are Gardner and Titus Colangelo. 30 seconds in, Jennings and Salvatore Colangelo are scoreless. Shot in by Colangelo and Jennings. Funk roll now trying to drive on the leg. Colangelo wants to hit a funk roll of his own. And time will run out, scoreless at the end of one. We got a stoppage between Gardner and Titus Colangelo due to a contact lens issue. Or is it a blood time? I think it's blood time, actually.
I think you're right. I think that is blood time. Other action down on mat number three. Bo Fennick, Dylan Barrett. Fennick leading 1-0. He's out of Franklin Regional. Barrett out of Penn.
Jennings will get an escape to begin the second period. He leads 1-0. Going to get a takedown for Thomas of Moon. He leads Smith 3-1. Titus Colangelo is going to get a reversal on Gardner to go up 2-0.
Salvatore Colangelo still trailing 1-0 to Parker Jennings halfway through the second period.
Going to get a takedown for Jennings right on the edge of that mat. How about the toe work?
Wow. You know, the only thing is I like that rule where you have to have just a toe in or whatever, but it's awful hard when you have five mats and you end up, you know, halfway on the second mat.
Yeah, in that case, right, I mean, Colangelo is inside the circle
of
the other mat.
He truly was.
And I think he just kind of gave up on it thinking it was over. But Jennings was dragging that toe. But got to wrestle till the whistle blows, right?
That's exactly right.
Escape for Colangelo. So Jennings lead 4-1. We got more blood time going in the Gardner match. He trails Titus Colangelo 2-0.
End of the second period, Fennick, Franklin Regional, still leading 1-0 over Barrett of Penn Trafford.
Thomas of Moon leading Smith of Seneca Valley 5-1, and going to turn Smith over to his back. Thomas close to getting a fall. He'll get four near fall points after the takedown is, or the reversal as well, so he's up 11-1. End of two, Jennings lead 4-1. Salvatore Colangelo is going to go neutral to begin the third. Gardner back underway, trails 2-0 in the second period to Titus Colangelo on the bottom here in the second.
And here in the third, Dylan Barrett has gotten a reversal out of Penn Trafford. He goes up 2-1 now over Fenneca Franklin Regional with just over a minute to go in their match.
Take down for Jennings. He's going to go up 7-1. 1:20 to go in the third. Gardner of Cannon McMillan trying to roll underneath. Still unable to get out from Titus Colangelo. Now up to his feet. Colangelo gets him back down to the mat. 40 seconds left, second period. Colangelo had a quick reversal in the second to get this 2-0 lead. Gardner flattened out right now with 20 seconds left in this second period. Jennings riding and leading 7-1, 40 seconds left, third period. Thomas Amoon is a winner, 11-1. Tilt for Titus Colangelo. Just with the final seconds of the period, he's going to get two near fall points, and it's going to be 4-0. At the end of two.
And we're in overtime on mat number three. Bo Fenwick, Franklin Regional, Dylan Barrett, Penn Trafford tied at two.
Final seconds coming off in the third period for Parker Jennings of Trinity. He'll have a rematch with Bryce Thomas of Moon for third and fourth. From the section tournament a week ago, he wins 7-1. Final seconds coming off as well for Tommy Gretz of Connellsville. He's going to defeat Robert Cordova of Thomas Jefferson 2-0.
And now a takedown for Dylan Barrett of Penn Trafford. He'll win 5-2 in overtime over Bo Fenwick of Franklin Regional.
We got some more blood time going for Titus Colangelo before the start of the third period. He's used half of his blood time already.
Yeah, that's a long match.
Other matches, Nate Caracciolo of Hempfield, Nolan Rice of Connellsville underway, Evan Sala of Mount Lebanon, Colton Klippa of Norwin, Landon Lynn of Connellsville, A.J. Snatchko of West Allegheny. All underway. John Emma of Cannon McMillan, Gus Stediford of North Allegheny about to get underway. Still looking for Gus Stediford. Emma waiting out there for his opponent.
Yeah, I don't even see him. Well, now I see a coach coming.
Jamie Carazzi's head coach for North Allegheny just talked to the ref and said, hey, he's going to default. So John Emma of Cannon McMillan will defeat Gus Stediford of North Allegheny by default.
That's a little surprising. Unless it, maybe he's injured. I don't know.
I mean, yeah. He's able to advance to the next round. So
that's right. Yeah.
You know, at this point, he could default to sixth and still wrestle next week.
Yeah, good point. Good point.
Back underway are Gardner and Colangelo. So Emma will go to the third and fourth place match for Cannon McMillan. Wrestling neutral are Colangelo and Gardner. 1:40 to go in the third period. 4-0 lead for Colangelo.
Now coming up on mat three will be Smith the Montour, Curran of Norwin.
That mat three has been tough getting opponents to the mat.
Yeah, they're still waiting for somebody, I believe. Waiting for Smith from Montour. I believe he just came out of the bleachers. I saw the officials pointing up like he's coming.
You would think he'd, I mean, you're in the hole. You would think you'd be.
Well, you would think you'd want to warm up.
Yeah, a little bit. Correct.
You know, so.
One minute to go in the third period for Gardner of Cannon McMillan, who trails 4-0. Trying to work a front headlock is Gardner. Colangelo just gets towards the out-of-bounds line, now grabs for a leg. He's controlling the elbow of Gardner right now. Down to 30 seconds left, now getting on the legs, and Gardner's able to get out-of-bounds.
Well, guess what? We have a wrestler.
We do.
So Smith the Montour, Curran of Norwin, getting ready to get underway on mat number three.
20 seconds left, third period. Gardner, Cannon McMillan, and on a tie up with Colangelo. Tries the trip. Now misses the leg, spins, but out of bounds. 10 seconds left, third period. Stalling call on Colangelo, his first, 5 seconds left. Gardner tries to shove him. They go out of bounds with 3 seconds left. And it's going to be a 4-0 victory for Titus Colangelo, Franklin Regional, over Chiano Gardner of Cannon McMillan. Another one. Titus Colangelo of Franklin Regional, 100 wins. Congratulations.
Is that four today?
That's four.
Wow. Congratulations. Rook Smith out of Montour now up 3-0 over Noah Curran of Norwin as time will run out here in the first period.
I don't think we have any local Washington Green County wrestlers at the moment.
Yeah, I don't believe we do. We're going to take a break. We'll step aside. You're listening to Greensports.net on the WJPA Sports Network.
Either way, Royal Ivy Rentals has you covered. Royal Ivy Rentals has everything you need for your next event. You may be planning a large wedding or a small birthday party. Either way, Royal Ivy Rentals has you covered. Royal Ivy Rentals has tents in many sizes and can supply banquet tables, round tables, fill and chill tables, linens, chairs, tent lighting, a portable bar, dance floor, coolers, heaters, and even yard games. So whether it's a big event or any old get-together, call Royal Ivy Rentals for all your party needs. 724-998-5805. That's 724-998-5805.
You have to have insurance, but you don't have to overpay for it. Have the rates gone up on your auto and home policies? Make an appointment with Hernberger Insurance to discuss all your coverages, home, auto, life, and business. As an independent agency, Hernberger Insurance can provide the coverage you need and shop for the best price. Proud to support our local sports teams, coaches, athletes, and fans. The Hernberger Insurance Agency, Route 19, just north of the Meadows. Call 724-745-6474.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
And welcome back to Cannon McMillan High School. Greg Warnock, and I'm Sam McCollum, bringing you all the action this afternoon. Then I will be joined for the finals today at 3 o'clock by Randy Pettit. And, Greg, I believe you're doing Flo and NFHS, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. You know, we do want to say this tournament and the broadcast rights to it are the sole and exclusive property of the WPIAL. This broadcast is intended exclusively for the benefit of our listening audience, and any use, rebroadcast, or redistribution of this match without the express written consent of the WPIAL and WJPA Radio is strictly prohibited. The announcers are chosen and paid by WJPA Radio. All rights reserved. Copyright 2026.
Devin Junko of Trinity taken down by Jacob Chacon in the first period. I always said Chacon, but I heard you say Chacon, so I'm guessing you're probably right, actually, because there's no E at the end.
Whichever. Yeah, I always say Chacon, so I don't know.
It actually makes sense.
Rook Smith up 4-2 now over Noah Curran of Norwin. Smith out of Montour. Smith just got an escape here in the third period.
Chacon's going to take Junko to his back. Already leading 3-0, has Junko in some trouble. Junko trying to go back and forth. And somehow, some way, he's going to be able to get off of his back. But he will trail 7-0. Junko had wrestled in the semifinals of the section tournaments against Chacon, and Chacon won that one 10-7. Here, Chacon is up 7-0, 45 seconds ago in the second.
Smith and Curran still 4-2. That's consolation action, 152 pounds. And now a shot in by Smith. Switch attempt, though, by Curran, hanging on to the leg is Smith. Curran trying to step behind that back leg, come around the side here. Smith hanging on to the leg. 35 seconds to go. Oh, Smith lets go of the leg, and there's the takedown for Curran. Curran now goes up 5-4. He has the leg turked, trying to work a tilt on Smith, but down to 20 seconds to go.
Chacon's going to get the fall on Junko. 2 minutes and 55 seconds. Junko of Trinity will wrestle for 5th and 6th.
Time's going to run out here, and your winner is going to be Noah Curran from Norwin, a 5-4 winner over Rook Smith of Montour.
Local Washington Green County wrestlers out here on the mat at the moment. We'll see who comes out, though, on mat number 3. Looks like that will not be Washington Green County either.
No, I don't think so. That's going to be Sadirbakov of Char Valley and Olszewski of Moon. So let's take another break as we await more Washington County wrestlers to come to the mat. You're listening to Greensports.net on the WJPA Sports Network.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night and a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
From the first steps in new love to every scraped knee and healing embrace, the obstacles they will overcome to the victories they will achieve, You have walked this path beside them. These are the moments you live for. By protecting their health with a regular schedule of care, they can fully embrace all of life's little moments. At Cornerstone Care, we create healthier tomorrows today.
To schedule an appointment, visit cornerstonecare.com/locations.
Sarah's Candies makes fundraising simple and sweet. Sarah's chocolate bars and pretzel rods are made with quality ingredients. Ordering is easy, and you can earn up to 50% profit. Perfect for schools, sports teams, bands, and community organizations. They're the treats people know, love, and ask for by name. Visit sarahscandiesfundraising.com or call 800-255-7771 to get started today. Sarah's Candies Fundraising. When it tastes this good, fundraising is easy.
Who better to get your pharmaceutical services from than local familiar faces you can trust? Here at McCracken Pharmacy, we aim to provide just that. Our mission is to take care of you in Greene County. We are a full-service pharmacy that offers an auto-refill program that arranges all of the patient's medications so that they are filled at the same time each month. We provide a full line of adult vaccinations, which are available to the general public without appointment. Don't hesitate to use our friendly delivery services, which bring medications to homes all over Greene County. Check out our website, McCrackenPharmacy.com, and download our app. McCracken Pharmacy, 595 East High Street in Waynesburg.
At Slovenian Savings and Loan, they understand you want convenience. That's why their mobile banking app allows you to bank from anywhere, anytime. They also know there's no substitute for personal, one-on-one service from someone who cares about you and your family. Founded on honesty, integrity, and trust in 1925, and that will never change. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. SlovenianSavingsandLoan.com. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. I see.
Well, here we are, fourth round consolations. 139 pounders, all the way up to 172 pounders, depending on what match you're on.
Olympic Ferraro of Mars trailing Chase Smith, the Franklin Regional 2-0, 45 seconds ago in the third. Smith rode for the second. Ferraro was riding for the third and then got hit with an illegal penalty. I think it was a figure four that he got hit with, and now he has to give the escape, so that made it 2-0. 5-0 lead for Ethan Cartwright of Franklin Regional and Sydney Hand of Penn Trafford. Michael Oshuski, a 5-0 lead over Musabek Sadirbakov. We got Luke Lilly of Connellsville leading Griffin Reed of North Allegheny. 5-4, and just getting underway, Cooper Dietz of West Mifflin, Logan Matrich of Penn Trafford. A couple matches about to go final, though. One of those will be Luke Lilly of Connellsville, who will defeat Griffin Reed 5-4. Griffin Reed was seconds away from being in the finals, and now he's going for fifth and sixth.
Wow. Sometimes that happens. Your head just gets out of it when you get into consolations.
Ferraro of Mars is going to drop a 2-1 decision as a stalling call. Penalty point to Ferraro, but not enough. 2-1 win for Chase Smith. Shows 3-0, but it was a 2-1 win. So that'll bring up Christian Lowther of Ringgold. He'll be wrestling Jake Lilly of Connellsville. Also got Michael Lawrence of Chartiers Valley taking on Carter Morvay of North Hills.
Now down on mat three, Olszewski of Moon leading Sadirbakov of Char Valley 8-0, and now has Sadirbakov cradled up. Minute 30 to go here in the third. Sadirbakov's in trouble, and there's the fall. Time of the fall is going to be 4 minutes and 32 seconds in favor of Michael Olszewski of Moon Area.
He also had a win for Ethan Cartwright of Franklin Regional, so now that'll bring up his teammate John Montgomery, who's wrestling Dakota Carmona of Cannon McMillan. Still scoreless for Lowther of Ringgold and Lily of Connellsville, wrestling on their feet in the first period. Also going to see from Cannon McMillan, Bryce Collins. He'll be taking on Nez Green of Central Catholic. So Washington County on all three mats. 1, 2, and 3.
And this round going very quickly.
Now the beauty of having five mats out.
Absolutely.
Two matches, only 26 matches. 25 when you take away that default win from.
Oh, that's right. Yep.
For John Emma. Scoreless for all three Washington County wrestlers, Lowther, Carmona, and Collins. Lowther on the bottom in the second period, Carmona on the top to begin the second. Collins still wrestling on his feet in the first. Escape for Lowther. He's up 1-0.
Over on mat 5, Cooper Dietz is up 3-0 over Logan Matrish. That's 160-pound consolation action.
Lowther is going to pick up a takedown on Jake Lilly to go up 4-0. 40 seconds to go in the second. Escape for Montgomery. He leads Carmona 1-0. Collins and Green scoreless after one. Green will go on the bottom for the second. Lowther looking for a tilt. He's going to get a couple of swipes here. I think he got three of them. That'll make it 7-0. Seven to nothing after two for Lowther of Ringgold. Montgomery still holding a 1-0 lead.
Collins and Green still scoreless in their bout.
Final 10 seconds of the second period. Carmona will have choice to begin the third, trailing Montgomery 1-0. 7-0 lead for Lowther, wrestling neutral in the third against Lilly. Green gets Collins down to a hip. A minute to go in the second period, still scoreless. Green trying to hop over top the hips, and now Collins able to adjust. Now gets back on top of Green as Collins is riding in the second. Montgomery's going to need injury time, leading Carmona 1-0. Holding his knee.
Time ticking down here in the second period between Collins and Green. And as I say that, Green comes up to his feet, but Collins picks him up, takes him back down on the mat.
Takedown for Lowther of Ringgold. He's up 10-0 now. 30 seconds left, third period.
You don't realize how big some of these guys are until their coach walks out.
Lowther looking for a tilt. Christian Lowther of Ringgold will be wrestling for third and fourth. Major decision win 10-0 over Jake Lilly of Connellsville. Escape for Carmona. He and Montgomery tied at one. A minute and a half to go in the third period. Wrestling neutral.
And Collins and Green still scoreless. Collins started the third period in a down position.
Going to have Braden Collins coming up against of Cannon McMillan against Roan Tustin of Waynesburg. Rematch of the section finals last week where Tustin was the winner.
Well, Tustin came really close to beating Roskowski earlier.
Yeah.
Gave up that takedown with about 10 seconds to go.
Cannon McMillan on all three mats. And Edric Williams of Trinity is going to be wrestling Frank Grizulis of Plum. So a lot of mats to follow along here. 30 seconds left for Carmona. Driving into Montgomery. Still tied at one.
Now 1 point escape for Bryce Collins. And he'll lead 1-0 over Green with 38 seconds remaining in the match.
Takedown for Tustin. He leads Collins 3-0. He's going to try to ride for the rest of this first period. And Tustin will have a 3-0 lead at the end of one. Montgomery and Carmona are going to be headed to overtime. Tied at one. No score, 30 seconds in for Williams of Trinity. Carmona is going to spin behind Montgomery, and he is going to get the takedown 9 seconds into overtime. And Carmona is going to go for third and fourth with a 4-1 win.
And we've got 1 second left. Bryce Collins leading 1-0 over Green with 1 second left in the match.
Had a reversal for Tustin to begin the second. He leads 5-0.
And there's your winner, Bryce Collins out of Cannon McMillan, 1-0 over Nez Green of Central Catholic.
Escape for Collins. Tostin's lead now 5-1. Williams of Trinity will start the second period on the bottom in a scoreless bout. Collins in on the legs of Tustin, right on the edge of the mat. He'll get the takedown. Make it 5-4. Williams escapes for one, just 10 seconds in. Has a 1-0 lead. Tustin trying to peel the hands. Gets up to his feet. Collins, a nice mat return. Takedown for Williams of Trinity. Gets behind Grizulis. He leads 4-0. Escape for Grizulis. It's now 4-1. 25 seconds left, second period. Collins is going to flatten Tustin out. Wing in for Collins. Tustin limps arm through. And it's going to be 5-4 after two for Tustin. And Collins will go on the bottom. And Tustin right away wants to put him on his feet. Which will tie the match.
Yeah, it always makes me nervous when wrestlers do that. At least try to ride him for a little while.
So they'll be tied 5-5, wrestling on their feet to begin the third period. Williams of Trinity wrestling on his feet, leading 4-1. 20 seconds left to go in the second. Shot in by Collins. Tustin spun behind. They called him out of bounds.
That wasn't out of bounds.
He still has his foot in bounds.
I know. That's the hard thing in high school is they've got to get more consistent with that call. It's actually an easy call.
Yeah.
If anything is inside that white line, you're in.
Five, 125 to go in the third. Grisula Saplum will be on the bottom to begin the third period. Williams leading there 4-1. Grisula sit out and turn. Another sit out and turn. Williams doing a nice job of riding so far. Grisula's to his feet. He's out for one. It's now 4-2. Williams out in front. Minute to go, third period. Collins and Tustin tied at 5. Both wrestlers have had a good attempt at a takedown here in this period.
Want to remind you, we are going to take a break after this round until the finals, so we'll be back about 2:50, 10 minutes till 3, and the finals begin at 3 o'clock.
Dustin wanted to, that would have been a dangerous toss. It's like a backwards headlock.
Yeah. Don't try that.
Yeah, it would have had to go across his own back, too.
I know.
That would have been bad. 33 seconds left. Fresh start in the center. Williams still leading 4-2. He's got 50 seconds going to throw. Deep double leg shot for Tustin. Collins trying to hold on around the waist. Tustin switches to a single, wants to try to lace that leg. Collins trying to get off of his hip. Draped around the body. Tustin trying to finish. Laces that leg. Now, no points. We're headed to overtime. Looked like for a second, Spladle may have happened there.
I'll tell you, that was close. That was close to being a Spladle.
So we're in overtime between Tustin and Collins. Williams still leading 4-2, 20 seconds left. Another shot for Tustin. Collins grabs a hold of the leg. Tustin trying to just force his body to flatten Collins out. Williams of Trinity is going to win 4-2. He's going to get a takedown late and make it 7-2, but Williams of Trinity in for third and fourth. Collins trying to come out through the back door. Tustin holding on to an ankle, and now Collins has Tustin's ankle. Tustin rolls. Grabs a hold of the leg, and Collins spins behind and wins. Collins, 8-5, overtime win at 41 seconds of overtime.
Wow, what a great finish that time.
And Collins will be wrestling Cale Ott, a rematch from the quarterfinals, is Ott a 5-1 winner, and that wraps up wrestling action.
It does. We'll be back at 2:50 for the finals that begin at 3 o'clock. You're listening to greensports.net on the WJPA Sports Network.
At Slovenian Savings and Loan, they understand you want convenience. That's why their mobile banking app allows you to bank from anywhere, anytime. They also know there's no substitute for personal one-on-one service from someone who cares about you and your family. Founded on honesty, integrity, and trust in 1925, and that will never change. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. SlovenianSavingsandLoan.com. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.